Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Krisis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, we've discussed before a type of Asham called an Asham Toloi. That's a carbon that a person brings when he's not sure whether he was over an Avera B'Shagig or not. If he knew for sure that he was over that Avera B'Shagig, he would bring a Chatas. If it was B'mezud, he would be Chayev Karis, unless he does tshuva. But if he's not sure, could be he was over an Avera, could be not. He wants to bring a carbon to protect him until he can find out what happened. You can't bring a chatas if you're not sure you're mechuyev a chatas, but he could bring an asham toloi. An asham toloi is not a complete kapara, but it will protect him from yisurim until such a time that he can figure out that he was taka over a chait, and then he brings a chatas for his kapara. What does asham toli mean? It doesn't mean you hang the asham. It means the oinish is toli, is pending. Some say it's like the avera was hanging. We're not sure whether he was over the avera or not. Either way, zakt the Mishnah. Perik Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Person 8, Zapper. He thought it was mutter. Afterwards, he finds out, you know, suffik, there was a suffik that maybe achol chalev, he ate chalev. Suffik loyachol. But it could be it wasn't chalev. We're not sure. Now what happened over here explains about Tanura is that there were two pieces in front of him. One was chalev, very serious isser. From that part of the behemah, the fat is called chalev, there's an isser karis. The other was a plain piece of kosher fat. He ate one of them. He doesn't know which one. The afilu, and even, let's say it turns out later, achal, itaka ate the chalev. But suffik im yesh be kashir. Did he have a whole kazayas? Which is how much he would have to eat to be chayav achatas. Suffik she'ein boy. Maybe he didn't have the shear. Now says the Baturim, make no mistake. Lamaisa, when he ate it, he thought it was kosher. Sound like he knew it was asa, but he'll eat less than the shear. That's a whole separate shayla. We're talking about he thought it was a kosher piece of fat. Then it turns out it was chalev. But he's not sure whether he ate a kazayas or not. And now the Mishnah explains. There was a piece of chalev, Vishuman, chalev is aser, shuman is mutter, both were the fun of laying in front of him. Va'achal es achad mi, and he ate one of them, thinking that both were shuman. But v'en yidu eiz min achal, he doesn't know l'maisa which one he ate. Another case could be ishto v'achoy se'imoy, his wife and his sister were with him b'bayis in the house, v'shogak b'achas mihen. He thought that he is together with his wife, but now he's not sure whether it was his wife or his sister. Or for that matter, Shabbos v'yom chayil. Let's say it was Bein HaShmashos. Either it was late Friday, he wasn't sure whether it was still Friday or it was already Shabbos, it was that time that's a suffix. Or maybe Matzah Shabbos, he wasn't sure whether it was still Shabbos or already Sunday. V'asim alacha v'achas mehen, and he did a malacha thinking that it's weekday. Now, v'en yidu be'ezim hen asa. Then they tell him, it wasn't weekday, it was Bein HaShmashos. It was suffix Shabbos. So he did a malacha when it was suffik chayil, suffik Shabbos. These are all examples of where maybe asham toli he would bring an asham toli. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. When does a person bring an asham toli? Let's say he has chaylev and shuman. Chaylev, the forbidden fat, shuman, kosher fat, laying in front of him. He ate one of them. He doesn't know which one he ate, like the Mishnah is going to explain later. Now, it's only in this case. If there was only one piece there, and he's not sure whether it was chalev or shuman, he wouldn't bring an asham toli. It has to be, we know for a fact there was a piece of chalev there, so it was ikva isura. If there was only one piece there, and it could be there was no chalev here at all, that's not enough of a suffix to bring an asham toli. Again, it's only if there were two pieces there. Treif and kosher. Doesn't know which one he ate. Even if he for sure ate the treifa one, thinking that it was kosher, but he's not sure whether he had a kazayis or not. These are the cases where he would bring an asham toli. Same is true. If there was a mix-up between a woman that was his wife or his sister, or someone did malacha, dein hashmashos, he thought it was weekday, and afterwards they let him know, could be that it was Shabbos. So here too, he would bring an asham toli.